Dear Editor, West Vancouver narrows focus for Ambleside local area plan. I read with interest Nick Labba's account of last week's West Vancouver Council meeting at which the Ambleside local area plan was discussed and voted upon. Having studied the plan and watched the meeting, I must compliment Mr. Labba on his article. He truly captured its essence. I must also compliment West Vancouver staff and council on how effectively the Ambleside planning process has progressed. While I am sure some rental apartment building owners may have concerns about the proposed rental-only designation for their properties, I agree with Count Peter Lamber that this is necessary to prevent these buildings from being redeveloped for condominium housing with a loss of rental units. That said, I also agree with those councillors who worry about restricting any new infill development on these properties to just rental housing. It would be preferable to also allow new condominium and cooperative housing. This would result in increased infill development and a broader housing mix appealing to West Vancouver residents. Permitting ownership housing may also encourage building owners to undertake much-needed renovations to these rental buildings, three-quarters of which were built before 1980 and are now 40 to 50 years old. Michael Geller, Vancouver.